Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
One day, maybe I'll play a Mario game. I'm not. Who am I lying? I ain't never.
Mario's cool, man.
That's the thing. I don't even hate Mario. It's just, I just don't give a fuck about playing it.
I'm in the same boat.
It's like, that shit's been around. So it's like, you played them all.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, well, I know there's, minute differences between them. Obviously, technology evolves over time. I get that. But
yeah,
same premise, basically, the core game.
It's how I would feel about a Sonic game, too, though. It's like, yeah, you played one, you kind of played it all. And it's like, yeah.
Which is not a bad thing. I like what they did. They do it very well, so I don't mind it. It's just, it is what it is.
Those type of adventure games, those are the quintessential of, if you played one, you played them all. It's the same shit. The Crash Bandicoots, the Spyros, the Marios, the Sonics, whatever. Like you said, technology evolves and they get looking better and shit like that. But other than that, it's like, they're the same rinse repeat thing, if you will, or whatever and stuff. I'm sure you could say that about a lot of games, or whatever and stuff, when they come out with sequels and shit like that. But
yeah, some people probably say that about GTA.
Well, fuck them. They don't know the fuck they're talking about. So, that's it. Because when I pick up a hooker in GTA, dude, and I fucking bash her brains in, I do it with precision, okay? All right? I do it with precision. Like I let her walk out into the street, say hi to a few folks first, stalk her a little bit, and then I decide to take a bat to her fucking kneecaps, whatever, okay? Yeah, because she's not going to get in the way in front of me and Lucia's love, okay? Like, now I did cheat on her. With this
hooker. Well, I was going to say, wait a second.
Now, I did. I fully admit that. I'm a man, Cody. I admit that. I cheated on her with this hooker or whatever shit. But I don't love her. I just fucked her. Lucia, I love her. That's the difference.
You sound like every delusional scumbag that cheats in this space. Kind of justify that shit.
And Cody, I got the money back. So it's like it didn't even... Like she didn't even count, Cody. And she dead now. So it really don't even count now. Cause like I ain't never gonna go back to that. Now, so yeah, so I'm just letting you know how it is or whatever. Okay, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. So let's see, I love you. And November 19th, I'm gonna take care of you. Don't you worry about this. Now I am gonna fuck every fucking hooker you can in Vice City of Miami Beach to Oceanside or whatever and shit. It's going down. But they don't matter to me. Only you. Cause I can't rob banks with them, but you, I'm gonna rob.
No, you cannot.
But she is the bank. But they are the bank, though, because I'm gonna bash their fucking heads in. And they're gonna be the bank, all right. Yeah. And some of them, if they really have no feelings in me, I'm not even gonna bash them. Just bullet right in the head, right there. Just end it right there. Yeah. It just depends on like the situation. Like, oh, I don't know. Jason's feeling kind of, that's the character's name, by the way. Jason's feeling kind of horny, hey, fucker. Then, put a bullet in her head or whatever and stuff. It didn't mean anything. But if it's one of those late nights, Lucia's out, doing time and stuff like that, I like to light a candle or two for him, Light a candle or two and take a bat right across her fucking brains or whatever and shit, yeah. Or, I might do a classic way. I might feel like I might feel a little throwback. I might just run her down with the car. You just don't know. You don't know. Now I got to get out the car either way to get the money back.
It is
back.
Grand Theft Auto. You do have options.
I have options, Cody. I have options. And when I really unlock like all the features and shit, look, I'm never going to pick these hookers up in my Lambo. No, those Lambos are meant for Lucia. I'm going to pick her up in like a Ford Cruise or some shit like that,
Some random shit you just jack off the street, like you Slim Jim.
Yeah. Exactly, Cody. That means it didn't mean anything, dude, because I would never take Lucia out in one of those. Come on now. Lucia is standard, okay? These are just hookers. I'm just letting you know how those physics work, whatever. Once again, I'm just fucking them, but I love her. I want you to know that right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm Jamie.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
We are waiting for November 19th to come, and it's just taking a sweet-ass time.
I feel like for different reasons. We're waiting for November 19th.
We are, yeah.
You're going to bash all the brains in?
Yeah.
I just can't wait to get a feel of the city and it just robbed motherfuckers. That's really what I would
have done. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, so you're a klepto. All right, yeah.
Yes. And when it comes to Grand Theft Auto, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Well, to be fair, I'm robbing them too, but I'm robbing my shit back.
Slightly different, you know, scenario, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, see, I just don't like the man taking my money. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's basically what these hookers are. They the man or whatever the shit. Man. Yeah, they the man. And they not going to get my money. Fuck that. The fuck the system.
It's like undercover brother.
Goddamn right, yeah. It's like, you goddamn right, yeah. Because that ass should have been free. Okay, so therefore... I'm going to get that back. Yeah. So, but then when nighttime hits, Cody, wine and dine Lucia, baby. Shoot. Hey, what I do in the daytime, Cody, has nothing to do about my character at nighttime.
Man, you are truly unique.
Thank you.
You're the fairest shit in the morning and the daytime.
Yeah, yeah. Out. And you know where I learned this from. I get it.
Least suspected.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and you know where I learned this from, too. Makes sense. Batman, that Negro don't come out at daytime, so he ain't gonna beat my ass. So yeah, nighttime though, best citizen ever. I even snitch on a motherfucker too. He right there, Batman. He right there. Yeah. So Batman would be a cokehead if he lived in Vice City. Let's be real. He would have gave up long ago. He would have been snorting that shit up.
Oh, he would have been a true Bruce Wayne persona.
That motherfucker would have been real. He would have had a pink cape with a flamingo cowl and shit or whatever and stuff like that. So, yeah, he would have
been. The only reason he'd wear it because he'd be high off LSD.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, whatever. Yeah, exactly. But when you live in Gotham, everything got to be black and shit. So, you know, big-ass difference or whatever. It's like, yeah. So, damn, I can't wait for November 19th. Like Cody said, for different reasons, apparently. Cody just, like, robbing motherfuckers, apparently.
Yeah. Ooh,
Jesus That's Christ. Fun. Wow. Can you be a constructive citizen in the game probably for like till you finish it?
No.
Oh.
You're going to be a criminal. That's just what type of criminal you are. Are you a professional criminal or just a scumbag?
A scumbag.
Like, are you messing with your work or are you like clean meat with it?
Oh, I'm straight up scumbag. Like, ain't nobody going to survive. You get in my way, you're not living.
Well, it's not about people surviving. It's just about how you go about the job.
Oh,
you
can kill
motherfuckers you want to, just about how you do it, though.
There's actually a reward system, though, if you don't kill anybody.
Is there?
Yeah.
I know there's a system where you can, like, incapacitate people.
Yeah, yeah, you can incapacitate them, because they're not real bullets and shit like that. But, no, they're going to get real bullets from me.
Oh, yeah, I can't not use real bullets. Yeah. I can't do that.
Because we've seen this mistake happen in movies and TV shows. You let a motherfucker live, he's seen your face.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody's dying.
Yeah, everybody's dying. Even when we're doing just a general, like, diamond store robbery or something like that, they all dying in that store.
Even a convenience store.
Yeah.
Like, they just got to go.
Yeah. Can't so, no races will be harmed in the makings of that video game, by the way, but you all will get some of this. I'm an equal opportunist.
Equal opportunist.
Yeah. Even the drug dealers that are giving me the money, I'm going to finish them off.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucked them over. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Call me Robin Hood, but without giving money to the people. Yeah, I mean, I know that's a big part of Robin Hood's character or whatever and stuff, but like, you know, mine is like I am giving it back to the people in the communities when I get the hookers. That's kind of giving it back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also gonna be taking it back because I'm gonna realize they scumbags and they don't really deserve this money. So you get a bat to the brain. So or brass knucks, whatever you prefer. I mean, you know. Well, however they feel, because they like to fight back sometimes, and it's like
it probably depends on like whatever is closest to you at the moment in time. Because I think they have more of a more natural itemized system in the game. You pick up like just show the street and just bash motherfuckers with it. What I've seen,
you know, if they can just recreate a Friday scene where I could throw a brick at a motherfucker, that'd be great.
You'd probably be able to.
And you know, also too, I'd like to chug a motherfucker in the trash can too. If that'd be great, that'd be really cool.
I you might be able to do that because I hear now you can actually move bodies and shit like that.
That's what I want to do. Yeah, I want to do the community of service. I don't want the street sweepers to have to pick up the hookers, you know, and clean her and swap her ass off and shit. I want to be able to just lift her up.
Although you might have more trouble in the daylight, there's more people out, so you gotta find like a really.
That's fine. They all could die too, then. If they snitch on me, they could die.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I'll just run them over. They won't get the decency that hooker get. They're not getting that decency.
They will get a merciful death.
They will get over. Yeah. The hooker gets a merciful death. I squared up with her and I stuck her in a trash can. the people that's just watching and snitching or whatever, they just gonna get ran over. Because there is a feature in there where they can record shit and goes on social media. My shit ends up on social media, dog. I'm gonna find that motherfucker. I'm gonna torture the shit out of him. Like, I'm gonna just torture the shit. I'm gonna throw him in the trunk of the car. I'm gonna light some dynamite on that motherfucker. I'm gonna run them off into fucking South Beach, whatever. It's over for them. And then I'm gonna get the body. And I'm gonna fucking find that body because it's probably gonna be pieces of it and shit. And put it back together. And I'm just lay that shit right in the middle of the street. Right there.
God damn.
Yeah, just right Jeez. There. Yeah. Right there, homie. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. See, this is why I love Credito. You play it however you want to.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever told you this. I never could pass Red Dead Redemption 2. I just got stuck on that clan scene. I just couldn't. Passed it for some reason, Cody. I mean, I kept hitting save.
That. They did have that.
Yeah, I did keep saving it and kept reloading it back to find different ways to put the enemy out, if you will, whatever. And I just never passed it, to be honest, because I just couldn't get past that stage. There's something about the game just kept having me reload it. I don't know why. That scene just had me keep reloading it or whatever.
Weird.
Yeah, like you could drag the body into the swamp and try to fucking drown them, feed them to the gators. Take them on a train track, dump their ass mm-hmm. there. It's just so many different ways of just like, you know.
A lot of different ways.
Yeah. You Molotov cocktail their ass, watch them burn and fly. Mm-hmm. And then you chase one down with your horse and shit. Then you rope them up.
I like the train track one. That's my favorite.
It just depends. It depends for me. Because like sometimes I like to get up close and personal, you know. They got to feel these hands. And it's something about when your hands is around a motherfucker's neck, you know. And you just watching them drown, mm-hmm. and the blood is coming up and shit or whatever and stuff like that. And the motherfucker gasping for air. And in his last breath, he drops that N-word on you. And you just like, and then you drag his body out of that swamp. And he dead now, whatever and shit. And you just light his ass up with every clip of ammo you got. And then you just set a fucking Molotov and burn his ass to a crisp and shit. Let the gators eat on it. And whatever's left of the head, then you take it to the train track and just kick that fucking head right off the fucking track. Yeah.
Very satisfying. You do it to KK Kim in that game.
Yeah. I feel it's going to be the same with the hookers in Grand Theft Auto. It's going to be the same.
God damn.
Yeah. It's going to be satisfying. Hey, so anyway, people, we're excited for November 19th. Yeah. Rockstar, we can't wait. So I even took some blow dust cans to my PlayStation and Xbox. I was spraying a shadow. I was like, all right.
Yeah, we got to run it.
We're going to be prepped to go. You know, we wiped it down smoothly. You know, he's like, look at you now. Yeah, you're going to be clean and ready to go, whatever shit. Started clearing some space off of him and shit. Like get rid of this shit. I didn't want to play this or whatever. I saw Gotham Knights on that PlayStation. I was like, yeah, I don't know.
I actually downloaded the game. I never played it, though.
I think you told me that.
Never played it.
I think after my review, you just did it. I think your comment was they had the audacity to kill that motherfucker twice in that game.
Huh? Yeah, he killed his ass twice. Like, what do we? Sure.
Which, by the way, we called it the first time before the game came out that he really wasn't dead.
Oh yeah.
Me and you called it. Everybody was bitching about it. He was like, we called it. That second death. He really was dead though. He's like, oh yeah.
So, they really did it. So they brought it back. Okay. That's fucking stupid.
That game was probably one of the biggest disappointments I had in like 5 years.
Yeah, because I remember that E3 trailer. That shit looked cool as fuck. Or it was a Game Awards. I forgot one of those. I was like, oh, this looks cool. Down for this. And then the game comes out. I was like,
okay. It's probably one of the most disappointing games I played in like a decade, to be honest. Because I actually had like a lot of hype for it. I'd be like, oh, it's cool. I get to play with the other Bat Family members.
Yeah, Bat Family. That's awesome. It's an awesome concept.
You know, yeah. The mechanics of them are cool. Like, as far as how they fight and shit, like, I like that. Yeah, all right. But the rest of the fucking game, it's like, all right, yeah, I ain't.
Hey, well, at least the one's bad as Suicide Squad game, so.
Man. Well, nothing's going to be bad as that. But I don't think anybody wanted to play that to begin with. So, like, yeah. Yeah, when they announced that, it was like, who the fuck wants this shit? Like,
yeah, no, you're right.
They tried to make Suicide Squad popular, so it's like, nobody gives a fuck about this squad.
Nobody gives a fuck about them like that.
I still think that concept was stupid as fuck anyway. It was like Amanda Waller recruits these people. It was like, oh, if Superman ever gets out of control, we need to hire like these people.
Yeah, let's get these guys.
The fuck could these people do?
I don't know.
You got a dude that shoots bullets that don't miss, bro. It's like, he's bulletproof. That was the first dude they recruited too. Was fucking
Wilson. A limited supply of kryptonite bullets, which you don't. Then
yeah, it was like that was the first dude they recruited too. Was Will Smith's Deadshot. Yeah, and it was just like we literally just saw in the scene before this. She said, "If Superman ever goes rogue, we need a team that can stop him." And she hires a motherfucker that shoots bullets. What? All right. And then she gets a motherfucker that throws boomerangs. I was like, what? How are they going to stop this dude? That's the dumbest fucking concept ever. Yep. It's just like, man.
It didn't make any sense. It was
stupid. And they say that shit every fucking time they put that team together, too. And it's just like, if heroes ever go rogue, it's like, this team can't even stop Batman on his own. So, like, and he the only motherfucker without power. So I was like, well, they can't even stop Plastic Man, Cody. So what the fuck are they going what are they gonna do against like the heavy hitters?
Make they it clear by any member of the Justice League.
By themselves too, people.
Yes.
Not even as a team and shit. It's like I don't even
Any member. Any member. Pick one.
And I don't even give a fuck what iteration of Suicide Squad it is neither. Whether you swap this person with this person, put a fucking giant shark in there and place him with a fire dude or some shit like that. It's like, yeah, don't matter, dude. Like, it don't matter at all. God damn, shit. If you wanted a team together, you should have put together this Lex Luthor's little team and shit that he had. At least they had, like, brains and muscles or some shit like that. I don't know what this team got. I guess bullets, right?
Yeah, bullets and a baseball bat.
Oh, that's right. They did have runs. Why would you have her on the scene? She has never succeeded at all in anything. She constantly gets punched in the face by Batman. Why the hell would you? What the fuck's he gonna do? Which we saw in that movie too.
Close up shot too.
She can't even beat this dude. Who's she gonna beat then? Booster Gold? No, I think Booster will fold them. will fold them. Yeah, you can
clear all of them. Pick your hero. And clear him. Don't matter.
So you tell me if he was in that jail cell, you wouldn't accept that offer to be on that team?
No, like, blow my head up because I'm going to fail anyway and go back to jail. So what's the fucking point?
So you telling me out of all teams in all superhero history, that's the one team you ain't joining?
Nah. Suicide Squad? No.
Nah. Even without the detonator in their head, you ain't still ain't joining?
No. Why? I'm dying anyway, joining them. Somehow, some way.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
all right. Okay. There's all a bunch of assholes. They probably end up killing somebody, trying to kill each other or something. So,
I think Harley did try to turn her back on him for the fucking Joker, right? And she tried to. Oh, yeah. We don't talk about that. Anyway, people, it is Whiskey Week here on The Last Drop. Back to the month of September, which, if you don't know, in the alcoholic layman of terms, whatever, September is Bourbon Heritage Month. Mm-hmm. For all your bourbon barrels. So, this is where all the bourbon shit comes out this month, usually, every year. I'm talking about, like, you know, shit that was aged in bourbon, whether it be craft beer or tequila. And then usually all the big heavy hitter bourbon shit starts to drop around this time, too, as well. I do know, Cody, too, in Mexico, you can buy that tequila Ocho cognac barrel, too, by the way.
Oh, really, now?
I am so fucking upset because there are still talks. Oh, that came out in August. I have not seen a fucking bottle of that on shelves except for in a store in New Jersey. And the only reason why I know about this Mexico thing is because I have a buddy that's over there right now for his birthday, and that motherfucker bought two bottles of it and shit. Said, yeah, it was just sitting on shelves, whatever. I was like, wow. that's fantastic. Or whatever. I was like, yeah.
Just sitting on shelves, huh?
Yeah. I was like, you brought back more than two, right? He said Fort Lays a winter blend is high as fuck over there, too. I was like, yeah, because you motherfuckers was going over there buying it up. So they was like, yeah, we're going to raise the price on that shit. So, yeah, well, why wouldn't it be expensive as shit over there? So, it is available in Mexico. It's September now, August and past, and I don't think any store in California has received them. So I really would like to try some of that, you know. Wait, I think I lost you, Cody, your voice, whatever and stuff.
Sorry, I actually have my mic muted. So yeah. I was saying it's gonna be like another mystical white well, like the Anejo from Cabal.
Charred Anejo.
The Charo, yeah.
The fucked up thing is about the Charred Anejo is I see it. It's just not near me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, everybody else look like they enjoying it in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. But, you know. Yep.
Meanwhile, SoCal.
I ain't seen a fucking thing, yo. So
tumbleweeds.
I tried looking for that cognac Ocho this morning. Yeah, can't find it. I found it in a store in New Jersey. They got multiple stores in Jersey. So if you live in Jersey and you want it, you can go ahead and get it for $117. I think the retail on that is $120. So you get it for $117 there. They don't ship. So, and plus, I wouldn't pay the shipping anyway if it's fucking come here. So, yeah. I'm hoping my buddy just did the right thing and just brought a bunch of back that I could buy from him.
That'd be dope.
If not, he's dead to me then. Yeah, I'm going to treat him like a hooker in GTA 6. I was
about to say, about to turn GTA on him.
Yeah. Fortunately, he's about to come up missing. So I looked at my calendar, what I had planned. I guess I must have forgot it was Bourbon Heritage Month because I had something completely fucking different. So I just switched the whole fucking month about what the pours I was going to be doing. And I thought I would go something a little bit old classic. I thought I would hit with that father of bourbon, you know, because I was just like, man, so many good bourbons. What should I go with? And I thought I would do a Heaven Hill month. I was just like, you know what? Heaven Hill's been good to me this year. And
reliable.
They've been fantastic. They're all reliable. They got some good products. Questionable business choices sometimes, whatever. But, you know, hey, sometimes they all have it, you know. I felt like going back to this bottle because I know that the – I don't know if I want to say hype or if I want to say more of the taste of it. It was just like, eh, just kind of got whatever now at this point. And that is the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof.
Oh, very nice.
This one is the A124. This one was 119, age 10 year, 9 month. I found it. I didn't even know I had a 2024 still or whatever. The ones I wish I really did have was the 2023s because those were fucking incredible. I can't remember what I thought about this one because I want to say 2023, C923 to be exact, was like the last whiskey of the year type contender thing. Whereas after that, 2024 and 2025, we started to see the downfall, but like the hype starting to dissipate. Where people really kind of just didn't care about it no more. And even on this show, as we were something of saying every week, it's an old reliable, kind of really didn't talk about it as much anymore. And yeah, it's because, like, you know, it wasn't as great as those 2 years previously. That COVID period of those barrel proofs, man, phenomenal fucking time if you were trying to get a barrel proof bourbon for, at the time, it probably was like $79 or whatever and shit. Now you can, well, at least in California, I don't know where I really, California, K&L especially, you can get these damn things for like $60-$50 over there. And it's usually like a single barrel, private barrel that they got or something like that or whatever and shit. I thought you had a rocket raccoon behind you. I was like, what the fuck?
It almost looked like rocket.
Yeah, I was about to say, what the fuck,
similar color scheme.
No wonder you didn't like Suicide Squad. You like, hold on, I'm with the Guardians, baby. Hold on, like, we can't be, like, the Guardians get more shit accomplished in the studio Suicide Squad. They supposed to be a bunch of assholes. Like that, see, that, even that. Like, you, Guardians don't even have no powers for the most part or whatever and shit. And they accomplish more shit than Suicide Squad does. Like,
oh, yeah.
Anyway, though, they got your little guard. Look, right, like, look at him digging in a trash can too. Just like a raccoon. Shit, like, look at him. He might have changed his name now. Shit, old Rocky back there. Put like some little gun barrels on his shoulders and shit like that.
Wait, probably should. Should put some. Actually, that would be very appropriate because she's a feisty one, little guppy right there.
See, yeah. Don't call her a raccoon then. She'll fuck you up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's probably killing you sleep. No, I'm not kidding.
Probably wake up staring at you and shit and be like, you know, you're kind of like me. Like these paws could wrap around your neck and shit. It's just something about when you
sweat the shit.
Paws, yeah. She puts her paw over your mouth. Yes. Don't wake the missus up. I want you to understand this. If you ever call me a raccoon again, I will fucking end your shit right now. It's over for you.
You want both of you to stay alive. You want to make a sound.
Holds her. You see it in you playing Grand Theft Auto. You see from a corner the fucking cat holding a knife and shit, pointing it at your girl and shit. Like, fucking. Treat me better. Don't call me that goddamn raccoon. Start taking that cat for walks and shit. Like, he's like, fucking better do what I tell you. It's gonna be like that fucking monkey from Family Guy, always just staring and shit, pointing. But yeah, like 2024 and 2025, they were still good from what I remember. I can't really speak to that because I haven't had them in so long. They were still good, but like, I don't know, it was just something missing from them in those that 2023 or 2021 through 2023 period where they were just like, man, they just continued to knock it out of the park. It felt like either they just got boring or kind of like those Mario games, if you want to, just kind of same old, realistically, and nothing popping out or whatever and stuff. So I poured me some as we were talking a little Suicide Squad. I was sipping some, you know, getting a little sip there. And yeah, you know what? Now that I didn't sniff it when I was sipping and we were talking, but now that I sniff it, there's nothing wrong with his nose, right? Nothing wrong.
But
it just smells boring, though. Like, you know, it's like,
yeah, it's run of the mill.
You know, that's a good term, too. It's like a good and bad term. It's not like it's too run of the mill, because it does have more going for it than run of the mill, but it is run of the mill in a way. Like, I guess if you drink so much bourbon at this point, whatever and shit, you kind of expect this to be a little bit of the standard.
Well, not only that, you expected more from it, too, because this is the year right after it had got all its accolades, 2023.
That's true, yeah.
So it makes sense you would expect a lot more coming from the aroma.
They come out, people, they release three batches, Barrel Proofs, Elijah Craig. They release three batches, one in January, May, and September, A, B, and C. September was amazing. I remember that C923 was like, if I'm not mistaken, that was like in the top five, like whiskey of the year categories and shit. People had those like really high. And then, you know, what, 3 months later in January, this dropped out and, you know, got on it right away. It was like, oh yeah, I want a bottle of that right there. So as you can see, and I've drank it clearly and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have not been back to it since 2024.
Yeah, I never tried like a bad barrel proof in my life.
Exactly.
But yes, but there are much better barrel proofs than some others. There's some heads and shoulders above. There's a reason it got the notoriety it did.
Yeah, yeah, and why you don't hear anything about it now, realistically.
Right.
It made me wish, honestly, instead of getting this motherfucker, I wish I would have got like three bottles of that C923 or fuck, at this point, any of those 2023 ones or whatever and shit. Because I remember back on the show here, you'd have thought we were fucking working for Heaven Hill at that point, whatever way we was praising us. Those shits were fucking like, I think they even had like some single barrels that came out that people were even saying, we did like a whole running joke on it, it tastes like candy and shit like that. Like, I think there was one literally called Taste Like Candy or whatever and shit. Like, it's like, they were just like this perfect amalgamation of like just sweetness and spice and just the uncut, unfilteredness, whatever. And like, it had like this cherry influence, but then there was like some fucking apple pie layer in there and stuff like that with these caramel and this oak. It wasn't too overbearing either, even with the higher proof point on it. It was just like, my God, the balancing on these things just became so unique. Sniffing it, you could still tell, like, it's, like, really still well-balanced and everything. But it's just coming off as just like, oh, you know, you get your traditional sweet notes and, like, you know, there's, like, a little bit of oak in there. It's very sweet. The caramel and vanilla really sticks through the butterscotch. Maybe, like, a hint of cherries as well, too. And it just kind of becomes, oh, the norm. It's like, yeah. Instead of like experimenting, I guess, after 2023, or like, you know, they kind of just went like, this is our lineup, which in a way, I guess like the barrel proof has kind of become the what do you call it? Like the general lineup of like getting into Heaven Hill realistically. Cause who the fuck is buying a small batch, really? Like,
nobody's buying a small batch. Unless you want like a decent mixer, I guess, maybe.
It's like, do you even know what a small batch tastes like, Cody, at this point?
Honestly, I haven't had that in so long, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I figured out what it tastes like.
That's
a great question. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's been been a long
time. What the fuck does that taste like? I
couldn't even tell you, man.
I think I have a bottle. I gotta check or whatever. If I have a bottle, I'll pop it open next week before Cody gives his beer review and shit. Because what the fuck does that even taste like? I don't even know if it's good or not. It could be.
I don't know. It might be okay. It might taste like shit. I don't know. I have no idea.
You know what it is too? They sell it at like Total Wine is like a, what is it, 375 or 500 milliliter too, and like the smaller size too. It's in that lineup of like generic whiskey that they sell in miniature size and shit. So when you see it, you just kind of like, I don't want that shit.
Yeah, it's just easy to overlook.
Why would I spend $30 on that when I can throw an extra $30 and get a barrel proof, which I know, even if I'm not that excited for it, I know it'll be quality still.
And the flavor profile is not even fucking close. Like I said, I haven't tried regular small batch in a long time, but I can tell you, and it's nowhere near.
Honestly, Cody said for making a drink or whatever, I don't even know if they use it for cocktails anymore.
Yeah.
That used to be one of the standards for cocktail. I never see them pour that shit or whatever and stuff.
Nah, yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, maybe.
They switched to bullet bourbon using that more.
Oh, you know what? I do. I take that back. There was this little show we went to, I think it was like a year or two ago, and they were using Elijah Craig small batch in their cocktails. So I did have it, but it was in a cocktail though. So I couldn't say how good or bad it was. It was fine. The cocktail was fine, but...
It's not because of, I mean, you, sometimes you could use bad bourbon and make a good cocktail out of
sometimes.
Yeah. You use bad tequila and make a good cocktail out of it and shit, you know? So I've had some recently, which I was just like, oh, tequila sucks ass, but it makes good cocktails, whatever and shit. So, you know, it's all about how you balance it and put it together and shit, realistically. The nose is just
fine.
Yeah, it's just fine. It doesn't. It's not bad. It's not amazing. Adequate. Like I wouldn't. It's adequate. It gets the job done. I bet if you sniffed it, you'd be like, "This is just as good too." Yeah. Like, so it's like I'm not trying to like shit on it or anything like that. It's just, you know what it is too. I think with Heaven Hill too. I hate to say this because you shouldn't do those comparisons. I'm just spoiled on that Heritage collection now. At this point, like, just give me that.
Oh.
Yeah. Just give me that.
Get Heritage. I mean,
yeah, just give me that. Like, don't even. I don't even bother with this shit. I don't even bother with this now. What are we doing down here? Yeah. But for like, you know, a starter set or whatever and shit to get into Heaven Hill, this is if you already drink whiskey, I shouldn't say just jump into this right away. You jump into that small batch probably most likely before you jump into this. And even that, honestly, that's a huge fucking jump so much. I don't even know if I can make that side by side. Because like the flavor profile and that barrel proof whatever, it's just such a huge leap or whatever. Yeah. That, it's not as huge as when you drink regular Blanco to a high proof Blanco. To me, when it comes to whiskey, is when you drink a small batch of something going to their barrel proof or uncut. It's just that much more potent. And sticks out so much more strength because obviously it's way stronger alcohol.
Just the complexity too. It's just,
So
the fucking love.
I don't know what you would drink before this, to be honest. You'd even get prep.
Maybe the toasted barrel. Maybe
and toasted like, barrel too. But
it's going for a different sort of thing with the toasted barrel, obviously. But
yeah, and it's so light.
That's a little more complexity in a small batch. You know,
it definitely does. Yeah, I would definitely say to go with the toasted barrel more than over this one too, which. Toasted barrel's fine. They never excite or anything like that. They're fine.
Fine.
Go in the note there. Classic vanilla. Right on the palate area and shit. Caramel. There's like some cinnamon spices as well, too. I like the finish, actually. I like the finish a little because I was like thinking about it. I was like, ooh, is that the finish or palate? No, that's finish. Got a little sweetness now. I get some butterscotch and like vanilla and cherry notes on that back end. I like that a lot. Okay. I was thinking more about the palate, which is just okay. But the finish is solid. I like that finish a lot compared to the palate. Palate is just like, eh. Hmm. I think I said it. It's 119 proof too. So it dropped off a little bit compared to 2023. If I'm not mistaken, 2023 was in the 120, 130 range, if I'm not mistaken. I have a single barrel proof too. I didn't want to pull that out though because I just wanted to go with the straight lineup. I didn't want to, you know, just do any like private barrel type thing. So I was like, I'll just stick with this one to do that. But yeah, see, I like that finish. Nice and little oak right there. You get some like floral notes as well too going on. That palate kind of gives me like that old school bourbon vibe, but that finish gives me like just a little bit more of extra what I'm looking for, you know? It's actually really good on the finish too. Got some fruity notes as well too. See, I see the palate. I think it gets a little overpowered by the spice as well too. Because the more I'm sipping it, the more I'm tasting that, and it comes off like not too much though, but like the oak kind of comes off as leathery. Kind of like taste it on my gums a little bit there. I know people probably hear that note, leather and shit like that, and think like, ew, I don't want to taste that or whatever and shit. It actually tastes good in bourbon, people. So
actually, yeah, it's very nice note.
Yeah, those burnt BMW leather seats are delicious. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you and now if we're talking about like a burnt Ford Fiesta leather seat, then that's we don't fuck with that now here on this show.
You can get leather red wine too. Red wine,
you get leather and red wine too, because they very pleasant. Very pleasant. I don't know if leather notes would taste good in tequila or rum, but you know, I don't think it would. But hey,
I don't think so.
No, yeah. I don't think it at all.
I don't see that. Yeah.
But. No. Yeah, the more I sip on it too, the palate kind of just becomes a little bit more one note-ish. Which is I think has become the common theme of like the barrel proofs. Starting from that year to moving on, they didn't feel as like complex anymore. And some aspects were more, because like the finish is definitely here. Like the finish is here. Like the finish kind of gives you like those previous like good barrel proof, but that palate is kind of like, oh, it's kind of just doing the standard bourbon thing, which might be fine for some people. Some people just might be like cool with that here. But as Cody said earlier, you know, coming off those previous great years and shit. It's like, fuck, man. Give me a C or A23, B. I think A and C's were the better ones of those years, too, as well. Like, B was like B was the low point of it, and it was still fucking great. You know, it's just like, oh, if this is going to be the bad one, then whatever, it's like, sign me up then, right? You know, or like, shouldn't say bad, mediocre one, if you will. Because, like, I'll even take the B over this one any day, whatever. And it's like, yeah, give me those. That was, see, those times, man, was so crazy, because I remember that might have been the first few years I was buying all three, you know. Now, like, I kind of see it and just go like, eh, Sonic,
right.
Mario.
Yeah, the hype has dropped considerably on those Elijah Craig barrel proofs, man. I mean, I still like them. I'll get them every now and again. They're so good. So very good for a barrel proof, and they're usually affordable.
Very affordable.
But overall, the hype has definitely fucking dropped. Considerably.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's because Heaven Hill just released a bunch of shit after that. But then also, too, even the 15-year-old that just came out, you know, even people saying, like, that's a whiskey of a year contender.
Right.
And it's like, I'd rather put my 150, you know, if this costs $50, $60, $70, yeah. Like, I'd rather go look for that bottle and go grab that. And then, you know, obviously the Heaven Hill Heritage, like we just talked about. I think those were just starting to come out, too, around that time. Yeah, I think like those, like, because those are all still fairly new as well too. So those were just like dropping out, and it was like, holy shit, these are fucking delicious. So it kind of made the barrel proof bourbons here just kind of overlooked them, to be honest. It was like, eh, I'd read that Heaven Hill's releasing other better shit and stuff, you know. I know what kind of made me switch a little bit was I started finding the like special Evan Williams bottles, which are Heaven Hill bottles too. Like the duty free ones, or like the 12-year-old that you can only get overseas and shit. They just taste so fucking good or whatever and stuff. So like once I started finding those and like getting like even in open bottles of those, like at some of the whiskey events I was going to, I was like, they kind of like filled that gap, even though they were like older bottles, they kind of filled that gap of me not having to buy a barrel proof. And also too, it just became kind of a money thing. As Cody said, I enjoy them, but it's the Sonic and Mario conversation we had earlier. Once I've had one, I've already had it, realistically. I feel like we've tasted the hype. I'm sure if they go back to that, the hype will shoot back up again, and then I'll start buying them again. But like at this point, I'd rather not spend the $60 just to have a third barrel proof when I can probably get something better. And now, too, we're like really deep in tequila. So my money has to expand it to like, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to make the cut then. Way too much going on in the tequila realm.
Not fucking...
seek it out. Like, my barrel proofs and shit. Nah.
And in some aspect or another, too, I don't know if I speak for these, but definitely the fucking single barrels, they kind of reminded me of Booker's. They just started fucking overflooding the market a little bit too much for me. Booker's, like, I think we joked about this, they just started releasing too many fucking batches, like Johnny Phantasm batch and Booker's shit.
Good. I feel like I had to get a batch like every 4 weeks.
Yeah, like, it's like, month, it, God, like... God, like, goddamn, dude, like.
The like, it just makes it less special. It was like, okay. Yeah. They all just started blending in together. It's like, okay. I'm like, can we just chill the production?
I think Elijah Craig, for me, was doing the same thing with those fucking single barrel barrel proofs and shit. Because I know K&L had four different ones and shit, and they weren't even there. So it was like other fucking stores and shit. And it was just like, why do you have so many of this shit or whatever?
Yeah, hey, they have so many fucking private barrels or
like,
barrels from other stores. And
it was like,
even like the regular A, B, or C releases. Yeah, those too.
It was kind of becoming, and look, in the liquor world, well, in the liquor world, too much can be a thing because my money can only stretch out so fucking thin or whatever.
Yeah, you're right about that. Absolutely.
If you could just give me one quality barrel proof private barrel and shit for the year, or even two for the year, sold. Like I said, K&L alone had like four different fucking barrels and shit.
Yeah.
There was one called the Whiskey Thieves, and there was another one called, I forgot what it was called. And then obviously the stores we shop at had them and stuff. Hey, to me, it just kind of got overflowed, and it reminded me of Booker's, where it's like, it's a fucking batch for every damn thing here, whatever and shit. At least with Heaven Hill, you know, they can say, like, we release three a year, the A, B, and C. And, you know, they're spaced out enough to where you can be like, all right, I'll try them out. So the market kind of just, for me, just got overflooded with it, and I just kind of stopped caring because it became one of those things that I can get it tomorrow. I can get it a year from now. I can get it from later, whatever and shit. And as I sip this, I could see why I kind of stopped drinking it because, like, you know, in 2024, probably started buying more shit and was just like, oh, yeah. Because this, what was a old reliable and a everyday drinker kind of just became the norm. And it was just like, all right, you're just kind of average and regular now at this point.
Yeah, that year, too, I think that's when we started, like, making, like, a major shift towards, like, being, like, big tequila drinkers, too.
Yeah.
We started before that, obviously, but 2024, that was like the big year.
I think it was the big year, yeah. I think 2023, I have to go back. We might have had some tequila on our best of list, but not as
– we didn't. It was nowhere near us, but yeah.
Yeah, we wasn't doing a week dedicated to it and shit like that at that time. So 2024, we really started like putting our foot in our mouths with that and stuff. So it was like, oh, yeah. And was it 2024 or 2025? One of them just had a fucking fantastic year of releasing. It was just like, ah, damn. But why would I go backwards to barrel proof? You know, it's like, you know, why would I do that? Like, now, if it was a 2022, 2023 barrel proof, then it'd be like, oh, shit, Cody, this store got it right here. Yeah, go get it. I think High Proof last year had some still. I think I text Cody about it or whatever. That was like, I saw some 2023s. I didn't pull the trigger because I think I was buying the G4 Extra Añejo that moment or whatever. And I was like, I already spent like $400. I was like, I ain't buying those, whatever. But I think they still had it. And I was just like staring at it like, Jesus. Wish I would have bought one now at this point because I know that shit ain't there no more. I'm going to do another pour here. Yeah, as I downed that one or whatever, man. I think I'm going to give that I gave it a solid 3. Maybe even 2.5. Oh. Yeah.
Higher than I was expecting.
Yeah, because I don't think I spent that much on it either. So I'm doing the price. I only spent $60 on this. That's when the prices started dropping on them, whatever. So I probably give it like a 2.5. Give it a 2.5. Finish is really good. I actually enjoy that a lot. $60 is a good price point. Like I said, if you live in our area, you should be able to find these for cheap. There should be no reason why you're spending $79 anymore on these. And if you are, it's because you just really want it and don't feel like driving to another store, I guess, you know. The palate, though, is where it kind of loses me. Kind of just bland. I shouldn't say bland. It sounds like I'm shitting on it, like, hard when I say bland or whatever and stuff. It's kind of just average, run-of-the-mill, barrel-proof. It's giving you more spices than anything. It's like a little blend between spice and caramel. No much nuance there or anything like that. So, yeah. I want to do another bottle, though, now. And that one was a 24, so 2024, the first release. That was that January. I want to do this because I heard that this is what brought people back into the barrel proofs, or a little bit back into the barrel proofs, which is funny because this is actually lower proof too as well, which I know that's going to be controversy for some of the bourbon folks, or whatever and stuff. They'd be like, oh, the proof when it gets lower is worse. The barrel proof that I just drank was a 10-year, 9-month. This one that I'm about to pop open now is a 12-year, 3-month, and it was 108 proof. So lower by half, well, not half, but by 8%. But that is the barrel proof rye.
Oh,
okay.
So I got the first bottle here. This is when it came out. This was A25. So it came out in 2025. This is the first one. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was B or C that people lost their shit on. But when I was hearing about was the rye with this one, was this started kind of getting people to remember what, how good the barrel proofs were, the program. And people were telling me all last year, you got to try the rye. I wasn't looking to spend $80 to buy that. So I got to be honest, I was being cheap. I was just like, I got other shit I want to buy. I don't want to buy that. Even though I like rye more than bourbon. The reason why I have it is because since I was a judge at the shit, this is almost at the shitty sip awards. they did give me shitty pours, though, so they did. But I was able to get this for $30. So,
and it's a damn
bottle still. So,
hell yeah.
I mean, I wasn't gonna let this pass here or whatever and shit. So yeah, yeah, they got the price right on the back here, $75, $79. So yeah, so I was able to get it for $30, obviously. So. As you can see, it's still got the seal on it, so let's go ahead and crack this bad boy open. And let's see if the rye just topples that, because I don't really fuck with too much Heaven Hill rye, and realistically, so. I don't really do too many ryes, first of all. Well, the ryes they do have, they're not really that great, so. So. The smell is sweeter, that's for sure. Which is crazy because I thought it would be a little bit more spicier on the spicy side. So, new glass, folks. Wow, that color looked just as good as that bourbon did, though. Damn. So, in a way, I'm kind of excited for this because I've heard, like, this was the right step to getting back on track or whatever. And, as you know, from this year, I reviewed two of the Heaven Hill Heritage Collections, and I've fucking love them both. So I think oh shit, okay, it ain't a sweet no more. Okay, goddamn. I don't know how that differentiate between that bottle, how that smell compared to in this glass. Now that shit shot up my fucking nose like a bullet. That shit got a lot of spice on there, man. Damn, good spice too, people, not bad, whatever. Oh my god, it's very rich. The bacon spices are just really in there. It's got like some fruit, like dry fruits in there. There's like a charred oak in here. Almost like they combined that toasted oak with the barrel proof rye. There's toffee in there. Obviously, you're getting like the vanilla caramel notes as well too. Oh my god. Damn. That smells really good, actually. Go for that sip now. Hmm. Is that strawberry? Damn, yeah, that's a strawberry. What the fuck? Hmm. Oh my god, dude. It tastes hotter than the fucking, obviously because the rye spice, that tastes hotter than the fucking, the bourbon does or whatever. But there's like this strawberry shortcake taste to it too as well. Black pepper on the finish. It's long as fuck, by the way, too. It lingers with you. There's like a little dry oak in the back. The rye spice is just definitely, if you couldn't tell the difference between the two if you were drinking both side by side, I'd be a little concerned about your fucking palate, whatever.
It's what's like, the proof on that bad boy again?
This one's only 108.
Oh, interesting.
And the bourbon, yeah, and the bourbon was 119.
Right.
So the rye spices are way hotter on this than anything. Right. Yeah, this is, damn.
And strawberry. I would not expect, that would be the last thing I would expect from a rye.
That's not what I was expecting either,
too. You didn't get that in bourbon, really. Strawberry. It's
hell no. You don't get that in anything. Yeah. It's like a strawberry shortcake, too, at that.
That is fascinating.
That was the first note I got when I sipped it too. Like it stuck out. It's not as potent now. I think that was my third sip. It's not as potent as it was as that first sip, whatever. But it's still like in the background a little bit. Mm-hmm. It tastes more like a dried strawberry more now. And then for first sip, it was like, oh, that's a fucking fresh ass red strawberry picked right out of Granny's garden right there. Yeah, the finish is just hotter, like, and not like hot where it's overbearing, whatever. Like, I still feel it in the back end of my throat too. Like, it's like warm, dude. Like campfire warm. Oh my god, it's a mouthfeel. It's just busting with like caramel. But it also has like a dark chocolate essence on it as well too. Oh my god, this is fucking really good. I love how it stays consistent too. Like I'm waiting for that heat to die down every time I sip it, whatever. No, it tastes the same every sip I take on it. It's the same fucking thing. Instead of that strawberry shortcake now, it kind of has like this licorice taste. I'm getting like this.
Yeah, that's just regular, not like black licorice, just regular, red.
Like red licorice. Yeah, not that black. Although, I like burnt toast. I like black licorice. I like black keys on a piano, Cody. Very complex, though. Dude. It's ever evolving and changing too. Every sip I get, well, kind of staying consistent, but like it's giving me another note to think about.
Like a very different experience from the barrel proof.
Yeah, I kind of knew what I was expecting. 24, but the barrel proof with the bourbon. Whereas in this one, I haven't had it, so I didn't know what to expect. I kind of was expecting more of like a sweet and spicy. And that's definitely there. It's just the last thing I'm thinking of. Mainly, last thing I'm thinking of is the sweet side. It is definitely more spice. There's like this little aftertaste of French toast. I think that's where I was getting that strawberry shortcake thing. I'm thinking of like a bread, like a French toast cinnamon thing going on right there.
Maybe with like a sort of like a jelly or like a syrup, like a strawberry syrup maybe.
I would even say like a spread of it too. Like, you know how you drizzle it and shit like that?
Yeah.
It's kind of like blending in now instead of that first sip. That first sip, it was just like, oh, that's a strawberry. Second sip felt like a strawberry shortcake. And third now and on or whatever, it's like, all right, it's kind of like bready. So I'm kind of getting like a French toast with like some drizzled strawberry on it now as well. But also too, like when you like, you know how like you like suck your teeth and shit like that and do all that. There's like some licorice and like the chocolate, like dark chocolate and everything. You're getting like a little bit more fruit notes as well too. Even like a little lemon zest in there too as well. The rye spices just stay fucking consistent on it too, dude. Like it just stays consistent. Wow. I could see where, I definitely want to try B and C now. Probably kind of going to find those motherfuckers because it's probably gone now at this point. Cause what are we 2026 now? I can definitely see where this was like a step back into the getting you back into the barrel proofs right here. This definitely like hitting all kinds of, familiarity of like what those good bourbons were back then. Man, this is so good. It's really good too. The nose though is kind of weak. Other than like the spices or whatever and shit, you're not really getting too much coming out of it now. It's like just kind of, you take deep inhales and you just get like that spice or whatever. Yeah, but all the like the flavor notes that I remember, kind of just like Deftone now at this point. But there's like a lot of unique and interesting things going on in that like palate area, and the finish is staying consistent too. I like this a lot, actually. I'm still not at the point that I would spend $80 on this though. I think once I saw $50-$60 for those bourbon rods, bourbons or whatever, I was like, yeah, that's the price point. That's the price point. I don't want to spend $80 whatever with tax and shit coming out to $88 or whatever. You're damn near $90.
Yeah, I would love to see it. That $60-ish range right there. I think that'll be nice.
Yeah, $59.99.
Yeah.
And I know that the rise are, what are we, like a year and a half now? They probably just came out. Well, I guess C2026 should be coming out, if it hasn't already, this month. So, you know, there's only about basically 2 years in, basically. So I'm sure they'll probably stay at that price point, and then after a while, they'll go down. This definitely is a step back into, like, the direction. It's the step, though. It doesn't feel like it's the quote-unquote, I'm spending $80 now three times a year every time it drops, whatever and shit. So I agree with what the people that were drinking these and reviewed them, people, buddies of mine that were telling me, like, if you get into this, is it. I totally agree with them. This definitely was a step. I would even, if we were in the year 2025, I would probably even buy B. I guess we're at C right now. I'd even buy C right now just to try it out to see how did it evolve from earlier in the year to now. Because I think that would have been the one that would have won me over. Whereas in this one, I'm like, okay. All right, Heaven Hill, you kind of got me back intrigued now into your barrel proof program with Elijah Craig, because I am for it now. And I'm, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, like, you know, I know that Elijah Craig 15-year-old, I know that's a barrel proof cask strength right there. I heard great things about it. So it seems like, you know, they've been working on it. It ain't like they just been, you know, they probably heard that, like, yeah, nobody's really fucking with it no more. And, you know, we got to step in. And they was like, all right, we got something for you. So, you know, we got these rise, and now we got this 15-year-old. We still top of our game when it comes to these barrel proof programs here. And I got to tell you, man, I like this a lot. This is really good. I don't think I could spend $80 on this, because even on this one, I double check said it's only $30, right?
$30, man.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'll grab that then. Fuck that. Yeah.
Come on, that's still
$30. Somebody, someone grabbed an open bottle. They only spent $20 on that. And it probably was, it had more, it probably looked like my bourbon. Probably just about as empty as about that was, whatever. I was like, ah, damn. They were starving, though, dude. I tried to look for some, whatever. These fucking people were, like, hands all up in them shells and shit. I was just like, let me get the fuck out of here. I got my three bottles. I was like, let me just get out of here. This is solid, man. This is, you know what? This reminds me of when I first started, well, I shouldn't say first. I was drinking those barrel proof bourbons for a while. When they were, like, really like that hype train when they kicked in, and I started getting into them again, this kind of reminds me of those. That this is like a throwback to those. I could see it. I see the plan, man. I see the plan here. I wish I had B and C now. I could see myself buying C this year if I hear someone tell me, because I am going to a bottle share with whiskey, so maybe somebody will have it there. If I have it there, then shit. And if it tastes good, totally could see myself buying it. For now, though, this just comes across as like, this is the step, Cody, back into that great land. I could see it. This is the all step right here. This is not a bad ride right here. I like it, man.
Hopefully they team to build off of that.
Yeah, so. I mean, sounds like they have, from what I've heard. I heard last year. I can't remember if I heard anything this year. I don't recall if I heard anything this year, realistically. So, but last year, I heard they did good things with this rye. Shit, people last year, when it came down to it, when C came out, they were saying it's way better than the bourbon.
Shit.
So that's like really fucking high praise. I wish I would have jumped on that train right then and there, but I just didn't want to fucking spend $80 on that. So,
yeah, that's an investment right there for something that potentially a risk. No, I feel you on that.
Yeah. Now, obviously, hindsight being 2020 or whatever, and shit, yeah, I wish I would have did it. But nonetheless, I'm going to drop a 3.5 on this, dude.
3.5, okay. Damn, pretty good. Pretty damn good.
I like this way more than the bourbon. That sweetness is starting to cook in now, too. Like, I'm getting it more on the palate area, too. It's just constantly, like, the notes are, like, constantly rotating every time I sip it. I'm like, oh, what you getting? The finish, though, stays consistent all the way through. Like, every sip, it stays consistent. The palate, though, is just like a rotate of notes every time you sip on it or whatever. It's not bad, too, for 108 proof. God, that's solid as shit, dude, though. But what I said earlier, how those old bourbons used to taste, this one tastes like candy. Mm. Oh. That French toast note, though, I like that a lot, too. I like that little French, that bready toasted note there. Yeah. Mm. So, people, that is the first episode of the Bourbon Heritage Month here, with reintroducing the father of bourbon, or the grandfather, whatever the fuck you want to call him now, whatever and shit. And that is of Elijah Craig. I thought I would do the bourbon and the rye, do a side by side. And plus, it gave me a good reason to try that rye to open it up now as well, too. So, not bad. Not bad.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this. I like this a lot. Whatever. I would love to see this expand upon now, whatever. So, once again, Elijah Craig, barrel proof bourbon from 2024, January. I gave that a 2.5. And I gave the rye, I gave it a 3.5. And this one's from 2025. Oh, wait. The bourbon of 2024. Sorry. Not too often I do two bottles on here, but I was like, can't do one without the other here in the first episode there. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing Heaven Hill bottles this month. So, tequila week and mix and match, whatever. Yeah. I think it's only 4 weeks here. So, yeah. But with that said, though, I think I can get out of here now because I got to go stare at Lucia. I got to go stare at Lucia. How am I going to take care of this woman?
Oh, Lord, you sound like every goddamn video game forum on the internet right now.
You telling me there's other people staring at Lucia?
Oh, you're not the only one, my friend.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Just pull up Reddit.
Cody, go get Cody. Cody.
GTA 64 Reddit.
Cody, get the car. Get the car, Cody. I need the car now. Get my bat and the car, Cody. Get it ready now. I'll take a stroll. Let me go put my flamingo shirt on and my pink sunglasses real quick. I'll be right back. Yeah. Shit. We're going to take a little cruise, Cody. I'll take a cruise down Breaking Your Fucking Kneecap Boulevard. I don't know if you know what that's at. Yeah, a.k.a. Martin Luther King Boulevard.
I'm not so sure I want to drive down there, but okay.
It's Martin Luther King Boulevard, Cody. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. You'll be fine.
No. Oh, yeah, it's not hurt.
It's safe down that street.
That's what I've heard.
That man believed in nonviolence. It's a very nonviolent street. Very nonviolent street, whatever shit. Never. Who threw that rock now? But it's very nonviolent street. Whatever. Yeah, it's a very nonviolent street. Wherever you see a 7-Eleven, Cody, you know it's safe.
Absolutely.
You know it's safe. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know it's safe. It's got safeness written all over it in there. So, yeah. So you telling me there's a lot of people staring at her?
Man. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So she just... So she a hoe then? No. she a hoe then? What you telling me?
I'm getting a sense of you feeling betrayed here.
Just that's a little bit. I'm just staring at that baseball bat now. And it's just like I only one of her.
Who to trust?
Fuck, I'm gonna do. what you gonna do, Cody?
No, man.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know.
Anybody looking at Jason?
I heard shit about Jason. Everybody just talking shit about his voice. That's the only thing I hear about Jason. That's the only thing I hear about him.
Maybe I switch to him then. Nobody want his ass. All right. Yeah. There's a fuck about his voice or whatever shit. Right, yeah.
They do.
That's a good point. Yeah. Them probably the ones that'll buy the game four fucking times. Meanwhile, my ass only buying it one time. Know. So, I don't really have an opinion on the matter. Just give it to me one time. Yeah. So, well, all right, folks. We're going to get out of here. We're going to be back. We'll be back next week for old craft beer.
Good old craft beer week.
Good old craft beer. The most affordable thing here on this show. Because everything else is fucking pricey. Everything else is fucking pricey.
You ain't lying.
Luckily for me, I got an endless supply of shit there. So,
hey, you know, you get the hookup sometimes. You did get the hookup on that rye. $30 on that. That's a hell of a price, man.
I got the hookup on all three of those bottles, or whatever. Because the Elijah Craig 18 is on. I got that for 40.
That's the crazy. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That ain't making goddamn sense.
Now, granted, it is 2025, and if my memory serves me safe, that tastes like shit. But, you know, hey. Hey.
Still, though.
Mix and match week, we'll find
out. Elijah Craig, $18.40. That's like as low risk as you can get.
Yeah, shit. That's the cheapest age statement bottle you can buy right there. And I think it was open probably just about as much as I opened this one. That tells me a lot, though.
Let me import treat. That's what you're thinking of.
That tells me at that award show.
I'm actually very curious about that bottle.
Which, by the way, I didn't get that in the awards, by the way. So that's crazy that I had the whiskey category and I didn't get it. So that tells me whoever opened
I will say this. I did try a pour of Electric 18, I think it was about a year ago or so. At a bar or restaurant, something like that. I was crazy about it. I'll just say that. I don't know what batch it was. I don't know. But
last year's tastes like shit. I'm going to do that right now.
It was that one, but I was crazy about it. So.
Well, the reason why they taste like shit is because they fucking single barrels.
Yeah.
They need to change that. Like, ASAP.
That will do it.
Why is your
single barrel?
Why is your 18-year-old a single barrel? The last one I remember being good, I have two. I have a 2018, and obviously this 2025 now. I think 2021 was the last one I remember being good. I think it was 21. It might have been 20 or whatever. And I was like, oh, this is actually solid right here. The other ones is just like, why'd you make this? Now, when you buying these bottles at an award show and you see one that's open and that motherfucker's barely touched, that's an alarm. That's a red flag if you haven't fucking seen one, to be honest. That's these nerds pulling out their favorite sock to Lucia red flag. This is not a confident thing. So that last week of this month, people, I'm gonna be sipping on that Lodge Craig 18. We're gonna find out, and yeah,
we shall see.
I don't recommend that be a person's choice if they go to a bar. Like I said, it's a single barrel. You don't know what fucking year they got. Actually, you should just fucking ask them straight up. I mean, it's right there in the fucking bottle. So
yeah, I didn't realize that shit was a single barrel. I had no clue. But that makes sense, though.
It's like their highest year of a not a limited release bottle. They need to change that shit. That should not be a fucking single barrel. That's one of those questionable Heaven Hill decisions I was talking about when it comes to business.
Very questionable.
That's a fucking very questionable one. And the fact that they haven't changed it yet, neither, it's like, oh, y'all like that shit then, huh? I don't like that shit at all. So.
I can't wait to see what you think about that bottle, man. I'm very curious.
I've had it already, but not that one. Not that right. It makes a fucking difference or whatever and shit. And I just remember going like, yeah, I don't think I never need to drink this again. So, but that was when it came out last year. So we'll see if my opinion of the matter has changed. I'm looking at it right now because it's right there in the front. And yeah, that shit is still full, dude. Like, I was kind of, you know, the fucked up part about it too is, Cody, there was people inside the place. I walked in like 20 minutes early. There's people already in there. And I was just like, the fuck are they doing here? This is not supposed to start till 2 o'clock. It's 1:40. They let people in here early. They tricked me. And the lady was like, oh, all the sealed bottles are there and the open ones from the competition is there. I went right over the open ones. It's like, it's literally like smack dab right in front of you. Like, you'd have to be like retarded not to fucking see the Elijah Craig 18. It's like, right, I grabbed it right away. And there was already three dudes standing there. And it dawned on me, they didn't grab this bottle. That's another red flag right there.
A lot of red flags. I look not so good.
Yeah, it's not looking good now. Now, I almost put it back, but when they told me, oh, yeah, that's only $40 or whatever, I was just like, shit.
Yeah, you love your deal, so.
I love me a deal. I mean, that bottle goes for like $139-ish or whatever and stuff, so I basically got $100 off or whatever. So,
yeah.
I like R&D, a good man. Deal. I like a good deal. Now, if I end up not liking this shit, I'm gonna give that shit to Tall JB because he's been looking for one. So here you go, buddy.
There you go. Perfect.
Now, I will tell him this. Now, granted, he hasn't been looking for one. Let me rephrase that. He's been looking for one that should be at the price it should be, which is basically like $100 or whatever. Now, I did tell him I got this bottle, and he saw the – I sent him a photo of it, and then he went, oh, that's 2025. Never mind. You can keep that. I was like, oh. I was like, damn, so I'm not even going to be able to get rid of this shit. Hey, I'm going to shake this shit. Don't let me down, motherfucker. Don't let me down. That's $40. I don't know what I could have did with that $40, but I could have got gas, I guess. I don't know.
It's about to be a glorified mix in your house. Oh, it's going to be.
So, better not let me down, motherfucker. Better not let me down. Shit. Nah, you're gonna be on a worst of list.
Yeah, no, that'll qualify. Fucking age statement, 18-year-old whiskey, and this fucking sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had the worst thing of the year still, though. You gotta come with it. with that. Come on.
I originally was going to do that bottle. I started when I changed my whole month around or whatever. I was going to do that bottle this week, but then I was like, no, I want to do the rye and bourbon together. And I didn't want to take up two bottles on mix and match week, taking up that much time. It's just, I was like, let me knock these out right here and I'll do the 18 on the mix and match. I guess another reason why I just didn't want to drink that shit.
Fair.
Let's be realistic about it, whatever. Hey, but Cody, $40 though. I mean, $40. Come on,
$40, man.
That's a green flag, right?
I mean, it's great for an 18-year-old age state of bottle, but there's a reason. You said barely a sip was taken to that shit. I didn't even know that part.
Yeah, it kind of looks like my rock.
I expect like half the bottle to be like drinking already or something like that.
Oh hell no! Oh, you said a
little sip.
It probably was like two pours made out of that shit.
Damn. Yeah.
All right, I'm being probably Cephas. It probably was like four pours. You could see from the bottle.
Yeah, still, no.
It's above the logo. So it's above the logo. All right, that's a lot, actually.
This is right at the shoulders, bro.
It's still wearing a collar neck right now. Whatever. Yeah. The funny thing is, I have a 2018-year-old. That shit's still sealed. That tells me I really don't give a fuck about that one. I don't even know. Oh, I think I got it for cheap as fuck, too, as well. There's a theme now, apparently, we're seeing here now with these 18-year-olds here. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one.
Pretty much is.
Yeah, it's just. Single barrel, Cody.
Single barrel. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And as Cody's come to find out in the year of 2026 of his Lord and Savior, he don't like single barrels.
No, I do not. I actually despise them. Fucking hate them. I hate them.
You know what? I guess it started with this bottle for him in 2025.
Maybe. I didn't realize it was a fucking single barrel. I guess I was like the first domino to fall. Annoyingly.
Cody's going to be exaggerating shit now when he buys. He's going to be sipping on a single barrel, not knowing or whatever and shit. And the guy's going to be like, oh, that's a single barrel. Then he drops the glass and just walks the fuck off. He's going to be swirling around his mouth. He's going to be like, And the guy's going to be like, that's a single barrel. It's just like, you know, throw him the fuck off or whatever and shit. Yeah. Cody's not going to do single barrels no more, people. Not gonna fuck with this.
Grab the card in the back.
Yeah. Single barrel. He's gonna be looking like Money Mike from Friday After Next when he had that little razor in his hand. He's like, come on, Mike. No, he'd be like, move, let me cut them. yeah, it's not been a good year for single barrels for Cody.
Nah, oh, hell no, what has it?
No.
Antithesis.
Mine has been like,
you call me anti single barrel, my nickname at this point.
I probably had like four bad ones, but I had some multiple twos of good ones too. So I'm kind of like, I'm 60-40 right now, probably, or 70.
That shit scarred my ass, bro.
Yeah. Oh, he had a whole month of bad singles.
Whole fucking month. When you go back to, like, come on, man. That's going to take its toll. It has.
I mean, he went to K&L, who's pretty known as having pretty good single barrels too. So that kind of.
He fucked all those up. Who the fuck is picking those barrels? Palate fixed.
You'd be fired.
Tongue transplant or something. I'm sub shit.
You know, I gotta tell you, that would be fun to work at K&L just to do that. Just picking barrels.
That'd be great. I'd love to do that. That'd be awesome.
Because then I can shit on you for picking shitty ones or whatever. So.
And vice versa.
Because then I'll just lie and tell you, oh, my boss told me just hurry it up. I didn't give a fuck, dude. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, dude. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. They just said pick this one or whatever and shit. You know, hey. Oh, man. So with that said, folks, we're going to get out of here now because Cody's having PTSD flashbacks and shit right now. So
yep.
He's starting to scratch his brain.
I need to drink some blended. Liquid right now.
It's like, where's a fucking blend at when you need it? Whatever shit. Like, yeah. Cody's like, blend barrel proofs and small batches only for me, baby. I don't want to fucking see any goddamn word single or barrel in my liquid.
I want to see the word single or barrel anywhere near each other or anywhere near me.
They're gonna trick Cody.
Where the fuck away from me?
They're gonna swap the words. It's gonna be called barrel singles now. You know. So he's gonna be like, huh?
Wait a second. I'll tell you, hold on.
Wait a second. I'll tell you what. My Infinity bottle tastes better than them fucking Elijah Craig 18s. No, Elijah Craig 18s. They're really fucking bad. Like, I like, really just fucking bad, dude. Like, not good at all. Like, to the point JB ass even turned down. That motherfucker don't turn down. He's like, oh, never mind. It's like, I thought you wanted one. I'm giving you one for free. No, that's all right. You keep that. Damn, dude. Stingy ass Negro. Anyway, shit. Hey, but don't worry, Cody. You'll have a gift left on your doorstep.
Oh, man, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, oh, no, I should.
You sincerely should not have. Seriously, you should not
I should. That's when that bat comes out. GTA 6 real life, whatever. You're going to hear in the ring camera, and Negro, if you don't step away from my doorstep right now, whatever. You're going to end up like them hookers you was talking about on Grand Theft. So I try to put the bottle down. No, Negro, pick the bottle up and back off. Pick it up. Don't leave that shit behind here. Did you take that shit with you? Ah, damn. Ah, damn.
Should have known. Fucking single barrel. God damn it.
Cody was sipping that line. He was probably like, huh. All right, well. It's not good. It's not good. No, it's not good. It's funny because Cody said, I think it was last year's back. I don't think it would have mattered if it was 2024 either. That tastes like shit.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have mattered. I can't remember that. Like I said, I think the last good one was like 2020, 2021, one of those, whatever. And even before that, they wasn't that good.
Damn.
That's why nobody really asked for them.
Yeah. Valid point.
Hopefully they learned with that 15-year-old not being a single barrel. Maybe they learned.
Hopefully it fucking lights the light bulb in the goddamn head. But
it's like, man, it sold out real quick. And
yeah, maybe we should start just blending this shit. You know, make it taste better. Make it palatable. You know?
You ever go to Meet a Heaven Hill? You know what? We should have asked that chick when we went to Roxanne's or whatever that worked for Heaven Hill. Hey, why do you keep picking shitty single barrels for fucking 18? You know, the next time I see a Heaven Hill, I'm going to ask them. Like, hey, why do you keep, who picks the barrels for the 18-year-old?
Yeah, y'all haven't figured out yet. It's like a small margin for error with these fucking single barrels.
Do y'all only get two barrels to choose from and they both taste like shit? So you just say fuck it.
And even then, try and play the dough. Maybe it tastes a little better than the shit we get now. Maybe.
Or just not, say fuck it. We don't need to release this shit. Just say fuck it. I don't need to release this shit. Oh shit. Imagine that's your job. You finally get that job in that liquor industry, Cody. And like, all right, your job is to pick the barrels of Elijah Craig 18. And you're like, you excited to do it. And they bring you two barrels. And you're like, where the rest of them at? It's like, oh, you only get two barrels to choose from. Where you're like, they both taste like shit, though. It's like, you got to pick one, buddy. Come on. We're going to put your name on it, too, by the way. It's your name going on. It's like, oh. Cody's on Indeed right now. He's like, wait a minute. Hold on. You know, my big ass, man. I'm going to tell him, that's my friend right there, by the way. I ain't friends with him no more, but that's Cody Williams. He made this bachelor and shit. He steps in the door. He's going to be like the Jim Murray of Elijah Craig. Should everybody see that? He'll be like, that dirty. Pick this fucking barrel. Why you pick this shit? Stupid motherfucker here. Don't let him pick shit. Oh, man. Whew. All right, people. We're going to get out of here now because we want to enjoy the rest of this weekend while it's raining this ass. Well, it'll stop raining now.
Yeah. Actually, I'm glad we got some. I mean, oh, shocked to see this. I woke up. I was like, is it fucking raining? Yep, sure enough, it was raining.
I had my window open by the bed or whatever, and I heard that shit.
I haven't seen that in a while.
I said, what the fuck is that? I said,
yeah, exactly.
I said, the sky. It's the
sound I'm hearing.
I said, who pissed God off today? He crying. Shit, what's going on right now? Oh, what is that? I was like, oh, maybe I thought a balloon, like a plane came by, like a fire started, and it just dropped water or something like that. Because it wasn't no little sprinkle of water neither, people. It was like loud.
No, it was raining.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'm dying today then. All right, let's get this show done before we die. Anyway, I want this to be the last thing you hear. Elijah Craig 18 sucks ass. So yeah, there you go. Yeah. With that said, though, people, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.